good morning. Let's take a few deep breaths together. And just breathing in and let the air of this morning, of this cooler morning, when I was on the ferry this morning, it was sleeting. So it looks like our weather's going to change this week. Let's just breathe in that crisp air. And then as we exhale, just let go whatever's ready to go. Breathing in peace and relaxation, allowing, exhaling tension, tightness, concerns, whatever we're supposed to have for lunch, whatever's going to happen at the game, just letting it all go now. Making room for this moment of now. Aware that within each moment of now, everything that we require to be who we truly are is available. And so we make room. Make room for that precious birthing of the truth of us in this moment of now. Breathing, relaxing, and allowing. And as we begin to feel our presence here in this room, in this beautiful room that's been dressed all up for the season, to remind us of how special this season is. Why? Because indeed it is a rebirthing of the truth of us. As the Christ in form, the Christ in expression. It's such a beautiful season. We begin to see a lot of lights, a lot of sparkling things. And doesn't your eye catch that light and that sparkling? Why is that? Because each bright light, each sparkle, is a reflection back to you, bless you, that you are the sparkle of God. You are the sparkle of God. And so every Christmas light on the tree, on the house across the street, on your own house, every sparkle in the tinsel, in the sparkly things we wear to celebrate the season, every bit of it is a reminder, like the sparkle twinkle of the stars in the sky, twinkling back to you, remember who you are. The reason for the season, remember who you are. And indeed, isn't that what the Holy Child came to remind us? Remember who you are. You are the sparkle of God. You are all that is in expression in life. our only task is allowing, saying yes, breathing in, making room. Did you ever think about the possibility that the message in that holy story about the fact that there was no room at the inn for Jesus to be born? That they had to find a place where there was room. What a message. What a reminder. We have to say yes. We have to allow. We have to make room. So we breathe and breathe a yes. Yes. Come here. Oh, precious one, there's room for you here in my heart. Come. And I allow the reminder to sink in as deep as I go. And as I breathe, I make a promise to myself that through this whole season, no matter how busy or silly or intense that it gets, that every time I see a sparkle, a light, star, a manger, the babe, I will allow the reminder in. I am the sparkle of God. For this precious opportunity to be reminded of the truth of us. We are grateful, and in this next breath, we draw in all those who could use this reminder right now. For whatever's going on for them, whether it's a challenge, whether it's a triumph, whether it's a transition. As I accept the truth of me, let them be blessed and embraced with the awareness too. We can do that because we're all one. And so as you and I allow the sparkle and the lights to remind us, all life is lifted up. All life is blessed in this moment of now. Let it be so, and so it is. Amen. So here we are into the Christmas season, and so what's my talk title? Swiss cheese spirituality. What has that got to do with anything? I just bring it through, folks. I can't explain it. This is a wonderful time to consider Swiss cheese spirituality. You know what that means? Got any ideas?
Stinky. Well, it could be. If it sticks around long enough, it's got holes in it. It's holy indeed. It's got holes in it. This idea is, as we were saying and coming through in our meditation about that, we are the sparkle of God. We are the expression of God. We have to allow the presence of the Christ in us for it to have its presence, for it to have its power, for it to have its healing, for it to have its expression. We can't just read the books. I don't know, do you buy books and then they sit on your bookshelf? Wouldn't it be nice if you could get the awareness as soon as you order it at Amazon and it comes right in? I wish it could work like that, but I've noticed that it doesn't. We have to be willing. We talked a little bit the last time I was here about the allowing. It's necessary. That's the part. That's the piece. That's the edge. The divine, the all that is, universal power, God, goddess, whatever you name the essence of life, in order to be in relationship with that essence, you must say yes. It does not automatically come in. God loves us so much that God lets us choose our way home. And it takes as long as it takes. There's no time limit on it. Thank goodness. And so we have to allow it. And so it doesn't matter how many books we buy, how many classes we attend, how many retreats we go to, how many talks we listen to. It doesn't matter how many affirmations we repeat or write. It doesn't matter how many little pieces of flash paper we burn or how many white stones we write on. If we have not internally said yes and opened ourselves to receiving Spirit, love, life, God in our hearts, it doesn't much matter. And I really believe, and Cindy and I were talking earlier, I really do believe that that's the kind of time we're in now. Because over the last month, there have been some changes in our world. And for some of us, the changes look pretty darn scary. For some of us, they look just fine. But what all of us can probably agree on is that it's no longer time to go back to sleep. We have to wake up. Do you see? There's been a lightning rod of awakening that says, it's not time to go to sleep, folks. It's time to be awake. And so more than ever, our internal relationship with Source, with divine essence, with divine Source, means more than ever. But if we're operating from something that's called spiritual bypass, which means it's true for you but not for me, I can go through the motions, I can go through the steps, but that connection inside of me, as deep as I go, has not been made. Do you know what I'm talking about? And interestingly, very often in this life, it's the hard times, it's the challenging times, it's the scary times, the ones that ask a whole lot of us, is when we really get to the place where we make that choice. Now, it's a lousy system, but I haven't figured out who to call about it yet. Maybe it's because when we're at peace, when we're in joy, when we're relaxing, when we're celebrating, things are just fine. And so there isn't a sense of edginess, of a need to go deeper, right? It's the challenging times that go, come on, come on, show up, come on, show up, come on, show me what you got, come on. Does it always have to be that way? The answer I get is no. No, it doesn't. But it very often is. And if we answer the call when it is tough, how much sweeter are those good times going to be? Right? Because we have more to experience it with. We've made more room. Did you get that little moment we were talking about that showed up in the meditation about what the message was with the inn, that there was no room in the inn? There was no room, and therefore the Christ couldn't come. And so how much of our time is caught in the moment with the doingness and the concerns and the not enoughness and all of that, where there's no room? There's no room for anything else. And the rest of the message is, and look where the Christ was born. Was it in a high rise? Was it in an upscale neighborhood? Not that there's anything wrong with that. No. It was in a straw manger, in a barn, outside in the night. What does that tell you? Nothing is required except giving permission for Source to be born in you. There's nothing that needs to occur that you don't already possess. You don't have to be smarter, richer, younger, older, healthier, sicker. It's not about that. It's about us choosing and allowing and accepting in the moment. And if we didn't do it in this one, thank you, God, there's the next one. The opportunity never goes away. Why? Because it's who we are. It's who we came in as. It's what we're all about. When I was here a couple weeks ago, there was a comment made about meditation, as if the answer is in meditation. Well, meditation is essential. Why? Because it's an exercise or a practice in listening. Listening to spirit. Listening for inspiration from the divine. From the inner divine, from the outer divine, from all divine, divine essence speaking. And it's about getting quiet and being with our breath and allowing that inspiration to come in. And I made some comment about it can't be just that. And some people went, really? What do you mean? And what I meant by that was, meditation is essential, and it's wonderful, and it's important. But if we're meditating and we have not accepted ourselves, forgiven ourselves, allowed ourselves as God in expression, our ear isn't all the way open. Do you get what I'm saying to you? It's Swiss cheese spirituality. There's some holes in it. It can't just be about meditating at the top of the mountain. Because at some point we get off the cushion and come down into the valley. that's life on planet Earth. Unless you get to be a monk in a monastery and that's all you do. But most of us here don't have that vocation. Sometimes we wish we did, or would have liked to have it. Maybe a period of time from here to here would have been nice, right? The idea is, in this life, it's about marrying heaven and earth together. That the meditation that we do, holding space, allowing spirit to come in and inspire me and heal me and balance me, is vitally important. But if I'm sitting there from a place of ultimately believing that I don't deserve it, how much healing can take place? Do you see? Do you get it? Does that ring true for you? Questions or comments about that? I'll say that again. If you are sitting and listening for spirit to lift you up, to inspire you, to heal you, and you're doing it from a place of not truly believing that you deserve it, how much can really occur for you there? Does that mean you shouldn't do it? No, keep doing it, keep doing it. But also take some time with that one in the mirror that we've talked about before. Loving, accepting, forgiving, befriending. Looking in those eyes until you see God looking back at you, because that's who's in there. And think, just think. Once you make that connection and now you sit down to meditate, who's cooking now? Do you see? There's a gift available to you this holiday season, and it doesn't matter whether you wrap it in newspaper or the finest papyrus Hallmark paper, it doesn't matter. But I really invite us all to unwrap it and claim it. And that is, sometime over this holiday season, that each one of us looks in the mirror and loves who we see there and accepts who we see there and forgives who we see there and befriends who we see there. And if there's baggage from the past, let it go. There's no room for it anymore, my friends. Yeah, it happened. Yeah, it was not okay. Yeah, would we want it to happen again? No. But there's no more room for it. We can let it go now because we understand it's how we got to be who we are here today. What it asked of us is how we got here. Thank you, God. Would we have liked it to be maybe easier? Yeah. But it was what it was. And what it was is how we are here today as we are. Thank you, God. So, in this holiday time, gift yourself with the letting go, with the making room in the inn for that birth of Christ in you. Make room. Throw everybody else out. Give the Christ the honeymoon suite. Any of the old thoughts of doubt. And in these times, like I was talking about earlier, we've had some shocking information this month to a lot of us. And unfortunately, some of what it does is create some fear. It also creates a real strong polarity. Right? Us and them. Us and them. And is that a true formula? Is that a true thing? No. We're all one. Well, how do we accomplish that with this? My answer is always the same. I'm a one-note Nelly. The only reason there can be polarity, it's the mirroring of the separation that exists where? In here. In here. So where do we start to heal it? In here. Let this be your Christmas that is the most important one of ever, of all you've ever had. And most of us in here have had quite a few now. Well, I have.
Except for Ireland.
That's right, Ireland, not so much. But the rest of us, we've had quite a few. And let this be the one. Let this be the one for you. And that when you see the nativity scene, when you see the manger, look into the eyes of that Christ child and keep looking till you see the eyes that look back at you in the mirror. Because they're no different. They're the same eyes. They're the eyes of divine love. They're the eyes of divine life. And when we make that connection, the whole world shifts. And if each one of us are doing that this Christmas, how important is this one? It's so easy to get caught up because of all the Christmases that we've had. We have lots of memories, and some of those memories are twisted up with wounds. How many have had challenging Christmases? Yeah. How many have had a Christmas or two that was less than what we might have wanted? Yeah. But you see, if we're willing to open that gift of self-love and self-acceptance and self-forgiveness, there's no way we can be disappointed. Because in so doing, it begins to fill those holes. It begins to fill up the Swiss cheese and it becomes, what, brie? Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Dear ones, it wasn't meant to be hard. Did you know that? And given life, as long as we've lived it now, or at least I have, I go, yeah, really? But we live in a world that has not forgiven itself, that is about judgment and blame. And why? Because we still have that relationship with ourselves, with the one in the mirror. So how can we really have anything else? Even our love for the people we love most in the world is Swiss cheese love. Do you get that? If you haven't accepted yourself as God in expression, if you haven't accepted yourself and forgiven yourself and claimed yourself as worthiness in expression, in form, then your love for anyone else has some holes in it. Do you get that? How could you love anyone fully and purely and in totality if you haven't first loved yourself? Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. That's what he's talking about. And if we're kind of saying, oh, I don't know. Well, I don't think so. I don't know. Well, maybe over here, but certainly not there. Do you see there's a hole there? There's a leak. There's an energy leak. So does it make sense now that when we do our praying and meditating and trying to do healing work and stuff, it may not work maybe as well as we thought it might or we'd like it to? Is it that you're doing it wrong? No. It's that we haven't done that first step yet. We haven't welcomed the child into the manger yet. We haven't made room. He's still out there somewhere. And we're operating with Swiss cheese spirituality. Now, do you get it? I know it's not the best analogy, but it's what we had in the moment. Questions or comments at all? Is this ringing true in your heart? Don't let anyone ever tell you your truth. And so, as I was saying, every time you see the nativity scene this Christmas, and you'll see it a lot, or every time you see the lights and the sparkle, let it be a reminder to you that who's being born is you. And your relationship with that one in the mirror. And it's brand new. And remember what it was to be a little one or to have a little one. I mean, is Christmas ever as much fun as it is when there's little ones around? Because what are they? They're the magic of the season. The magic. And what is Christmas without magic? Magic, spirit, spontaneity, sparkle, life. It's who we all are. And so many of us are experiencing the holidays from our wounds. And for many of us, that's understandable because the wounds are fresh. Many of us are grieving the loss of loved ones. And boy, the holidays are the hardest. Ask anybody who's been through it. The holidays have this very interesting way of the joy is more joy and the grief is bigger. The sorrow is deeper, isn't it? But each one that we are grieving would want for us a new day this Christmas, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they want us to have the best Christmas ever? From where they are now, wouldn't that be their blessing for us? That we open the gift of self-acceptance, forgiveness, self-love, the awareness that each one of us is God in form, walking around on this planet as you. And that the sparkle and the lights and the nativity are all reminders of that. Every beautiful scene you see, if you go to Mulbach's or White's or wherever you go and see those gorgeous trees and all the beautiful ornamentation, and each one's more beautiful than the last, and you think, oh my goodness sake, wow. Just remember that it is a reflection of the light that you are. The light that you are as you say yes. As you accept it. As you embrace it. As you call it in. As you let it bubble forth. And watch your life change. And watch the world change. Do you think what's happening in this world now is supposed to take us down? No. Nothing exists to take us down. Everything exists to lift us up. The variable is how are we holding it? How are we in relationship to it? All roads lead home. Some of them are bumpier than others. But if you know that all roads lead home, what are we worrying about? Okay, we may need more sets of tires on one road than another. But Les Schwab doesn't mind. It's always going to be there to come running out and take care of us, or whoever. I'm not advertising Les Schwab, but you know what I mean. So as we move forward, it's the second Sunday of Advent, but it's the first Sunday of December, and so we're going in. Ready or not, it's coming. it's holiday time. Rather than letting ourselves be overwhelmed by, is the checkbook going to hold out for all the presents and the food and the whatever? Make the connection in here and watch that process get easier. Because you see, so often, what that whole thing is about is us trying to feel like we're good enough. Did we do enough? Did we show up enough? Did we do it right? Are they happy with us? Did we pass the muster? Once we're coming from self-acceptance, that's not an issue anymore. We don't have to prove anything anymore. Because we know who we are, and therefore we can relax and enjoy one another. Because I promise you, whoever you're buying gifts for, what they really want from you is your presence, your love, your acceptance, your forgiveness. And you can only really give it to them if you've given it to yourself first. Got it? Merry, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year and lots of blessings.